Hello and welcome to In Tune with Music. I'm Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader Mike Amy. Well, all over the course of these programs, we have featured many, many musical instruments, and many of them unusual. Some of the ones that are not so unusual sometimes are not as prominent, however. If you listen to just about anything, whether it be classical music or popular music or jazz, unless we bring it forward and talk a bit about it. And today we're going to do that, and we're going to feature the brass quintet. This description is from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia. A brass quintet is a five-piece musical ensemble composed of brass instruments. The instrumentation for a brass quintet typically includes two trumpets or cornets, one French horn, one trombone or euphonium baritone horn, and one tuba or bass trombone. Musicians in a brass quintet may often play multiple instruments. Trumpet players, for instance, may double on piccolo trumpets and flugelhorns. There can be variations in instrumentation depending on the type of quintet. In some quintets, the horn is replaced by an additional trombone. Euphonium may also be substituted for the trombone part. While the tuba is considered a standard, the range and style of many pieces lend themselves to being played with bass trombone as the lowest pitched instrument. Additionally, some pieces call for the use of percussion instruments, particularly the snare drum, tambourine, or timpani. The earliest brass chamber music was written in the mid to late 1800s and coincided with the invention of brass instruments that could play chromatically. The Distin family formed one of the first brass quintets in 1833, touring Europe and the United States to promote a new family of brass instruments called sax horns. French composer Jean-François Bellon and Russian composer Victor Ewald led the development of brass chamber music in Paris and Russia during that period. Bellon published the first series of 12 brass quintets in 1850, while Ewald composed his quintets between the years 1888 and 1912, all while improvements were being made to brass instruments. Prior to 1947, many composers began composing for the modern-day brass quintet instrumentation that was later established by the New York Brass Quintet. Well, we're going to hear some selections today from the Brass Arts Quintet from their album Shazam! And some of the composers of the music you're about to hear, you may recognize. We're going to start off with John Burks Gillespie, and he's better known as Dizzy Gillespie, and his A Night in Tunisia. Thank you. A Night in Tunisia by John Burks Gillespie, Dizzy Gillespie, one of the famous performers on trumpet of the early 20th century. In fact, he had a trumpet that was designed specifically for him, and if you see a picture of it somewhere, you'll see that it is bent to conform to his need for a trumpet that could perform his pieces. And now we move on to another famous composer, Billy Strayhorn, who the famous band leader Duke Ellington described as his indispensable right hand in the writing of his music over the years. This is another one of those famous classics in early jazz, Take the A Train. Take the A Train, composed by Billy Strayhorn. We're featuring music by the Brass Arts Quintet from their album Shazam. And now we're moving on to a piece by Herbert L. Clark titled The Bride of the Waves for Cornet and Piano or Band. And because we're featuring a band for this program, that's what you're going to hear. Again, the Brass Arts Quintet.
Thank you.
Herbert L. Clark's The Bride of the Waves for cornet and band, performed by the Brass Arts Quintet. Well, Charles Edward Ives, famous American composer, wrote this next piece. It's titled Variations on America for Organ. You'll certainly recognize the theme. That's his version, S-150. It's transcribed for band by Charles Decker. Charles Edward Ives, Variations on America for Organ S150, transcribed for band by Charles Decker. Well, we have time for just one more, and this is by George Friedrich Handel, better known for his classical compositions, probably most famously The Messiah, which is heard typically at holiday times, both Christmas and Easter. This is Sinfonica, Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, from Handel's opera Solomon, Act 3. Music for the Brass Quintet, performed by the Brass Arts Quintet from their album Shazam. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of In Tune with Music. I'm Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader Mike Amy. Thank you for listening.